Counselor and psychologist at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Community College, Andrea Games Mohes, said the adjustment of the timetable for both face-to-face and online teaching is one of the challenges faced by teachers at the community college. She said a lot of fatigue and anxiety are also being recorded as a result of the adjustment to the mode of teaching.
I'm still receiving some of the conversations in terms of the challenges that parents and teachers and at the community college level or at the tertiary level that lecturers are facing. One of the challenges that is being raised is, one, the changes in the timetable, because some students are out and some students are still at home, but also in the blended approach, I think some classes are also going to be online, where even though you have that coming into the classroom, you also have where some classes you're at home and you're online. So making that transition is difficult. So the observations and some of the feedback that I'm receiving is a lot of anxiety in terms of making that transition. You have a lot of fatigue as well. And I think we also sometimes overlook that our children and our people have gone through so much in the last 6 months.
Mrs. Games Mohes also highlighted how challenging face-to-face classes are for some parents.
I guess in all honesty, we have a mixture of emotions and a mixture of perceptions from teachers and parents. So you have a sense of frustration because where you could have sent your children to school, be kind of rest assured that the teachers are going to take care of that transition. You have a situation where you, when it's the online setting, you have to monitor, you have to supervise. And what I've observed is also parents are logging into some of the classes, especially in the primary school level. So for parents, it's frustrating because, and it's exhausting because your brain is stretched. So you have your own personal work. You have to take care of monitoring and making sure your child is logging in on time. You have to make sure that they have the necessary devices. They did their homework. They did their assignments. Sometimes you have parents having to step in terms of monitoring behaviors as well in the online classroom.
And the counselor and psychologist said the mode of dress for some students is also an issue faced by parents.
Now, for the face-to-face setting, you have a lot of shifting in terms of things could be changing. So where, especially with dengue, you have situations of the dresses being changed. So you would have prepared for your children having a particular uniform or a particular dress, and that has to be changed as well. But also there is some concern in terms of the children transitioning back into the classroom adequately. And parents are concerned as well because you're seeing certain behavioral patterns at home. So you may notice that your child has no motivation to do schoolwork. They're noticing that there's a lot of self-doubt or hesitation in them attempting certain subjects or certain work. You may find more distractions. So you hear feedback about children being more on their devices more or not really settling into the classroom adequately.
Counselor and psychologist at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Community College, Andrea Games Mohes. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.